Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Sam Mines back with you, 7:55 here in the Valley. The Pigs fall in game one of the doubleheader by a final score of 3-2. They fought back in the end. It just wasn't enough as they had the tying run on second base in the bottom of the seventh inning, but just could not get Roman Quinn across the line. And that's the first game of a doubleheader that the Iron Pigs have lost this season. So let's check out how we got to this point. And it started off in the first inning very quickly as the first three guys reached base. It was a single for Presley, a single for Omar Infante, and then James Loney came to the plate.
Runners lead off. Pitcher swung on a ground ball through the right side. It's going to find right field to base hit. They're sending home Presley. Up with the ball's Williams. The throw is cut off. Presley scores, and it's three consecutive singles and 1-0 Toledo.
Following a Michael Almanzar strikeout, Efren Navarro then got his turn at the bat.
And now it'll be a 1-0 to Gonzalez. Swung on it, rifled out towards left center field. A long run over for Cousins. Has to play it on a hop, a base hit. Rounding third and scoring easily comes Infante. Another single. This time a ribby single for Efren Gonzalez, and it's 2-0 Toledo.
So before most fans even had a chance to take their seat, the Iron Pigs were down 2-0. And you can't really say this was all too much on Mark Appel, who did his job, to be fair. He induced ground balls. The only problem is that they just happened to not be where fielders were. And so, you know, one day that could be a 1-2-3 inning. And one day it results in four hits and two runs. And on today, that was the case. In the top of the second, however, following that first inning, Appel this time would not have the same type of luck in terms of just leaving the ball on the ground. This one by Steven Moya was hit a little bit harder.
Appel wheels and he deals, and it swung on and launched in the air, right field deep. Back goes Williams. This ball's over his head. This ball is out of here. Forget about it. A screamer into the Bud Light trough. Now, he certainly has the power to do that.
And that was a bitter moment for the Iron Pigs as well, who in the bottom of the first inning had two chances, including a J.P. Crawford flyout that nearly got over the wall, and Jorge Alfaro, who ended up with a triple, just missing home runs. And then Steven Moya comes up in the top of the second and makes it 3-0. And then following an E6, Mark Appel would settle in, and this time the ground ball would get to the right guy.
So one-on-one out, Infante singled and scored first time, and he swings. It's a double play ball right to second. Valentin Field shovels to Crawford to one, back to first, double play.
And in all fairness to Mark Appel, he pitched really well going into the fifth inning. No doubt his best start of the year. It just so happened that he had a tough first inning. The first three guys reach four out of the first five, results in two runs, and then the home run. And after that, in a shortened game, you don't have nearly as much time to come back. And for the Pigs, it would be all that they would need. But in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Pigs would start a little bit of a rally. Cousins singled, Hoskins singled, and then Nick Williams came to the plate.
A low set, and the 1-1 pitch swung on, loop, shallow left. Navarro digging in, he'll play it on a hop. Cousins is going to score easily without a throw. It's a 3-1 game on the RBI base hit for Nick Williams.
And it looked like the Pigs had something going there, because following that, Cam Perkins came up to the plate, and following him, Jesmuel Valentin would be up. Unfortunately, Perkins would pop up, Valentin would ground out to second base, and that would be the end of the rally. In the sixth inning, it was an interesting moment in the top of the sixth inning as what appeared to be Jim Aducci getting called up to the major leagues.
He was ready to hit. And we were about ready to start the inning, and then all of a sudden, he's called back to the dugout.
But how bizarre.
It really bizarre. And he got some high fives, which probably led you to the high-fiving everybody.
So it appeared that Aducci gets called up to the major leagues, and so he stepped up to the plate, and then they called him back. He received some high fives, and he could be on his way up to Detroit starting tomorrow. Anyway, back to the game at hand. In the bottom of the inning, it started with a Dylan Cousins walk, and then Rhys Hoskins had a very long at-bat where he earned himself a base as well.
This will be pitch 10 of the sequence. Cousins is off pitch. Low, what an at-bat by Hoskins. Holy Toledo.
Holy Toledo Mudhens were not enjoying that, but for Rhys Hoskins, that's a heck of an at-bat. 10 pitches, earned himself a walk, two on, nobody out, and that brought up to the plate. This time it would be, Nick Williams would then come up, and he would bunt both runners over, and this would bring Cam Perkins to the plate.
Swung on a ground ball, chopped to short. It will bring home a run. Fielding it as Ryan goes to first in time. So Perkins, the RBI, the Pigs inch closer, and it's now a 3-2 game.
Unfortunately, however, for the Pigs, Stump would get Justin Will Valentine to end the inning.
It'll be an 0-2 to Valentine, who's 0-for-2. Pitch, called third strike. Fastball, crossed him up right down Broadway.
So that would be the end of that rally. And then, in the bottom of the seventh inning, the Pigs would try to get another rally going. Roman Quinn started off with a single after Hector Gomez grounded out. A line out by J.P. Crawford made it two outs. However, Roman Quinn would steal second, setting up a runner in scoring position with two outs in what was the last half inning of the game. So essentially, the bottom of the ninth. But Jorge Alfaro just could not get this one through the infield.
Two outs. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded through the middle softly. Fielding near the bag at second as Infante throws off balance in time. Ball game over. And Toledo takes game one of this doubleheader here tonight of this three-game series, holding on to win by the final of 3-2.
And the Pigs dropped it 3-2 despite the attempted comeback in the bottom of the seventh. Final time of the game. Let's see if I can get it for you. 2 hours, 13 minutes. First pitch was at 5:34. 53 degrees out at Coca-Cola Park. No attendance yet. We'll get that to you later on. Final line for the Iron Pigs. 2 runs, 6 hits, and 2 errors. For Toledo, 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Toledo left 6 on base, went 2-for-8 with runners in scoring position, and struck out 5 times. For the Iron Pigs, they were 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position, left 7 on base, but only struck out 4 times, which is a definite positive for the Pigs. The winning pitcher, Drew Verhagen, he threw 5 innings. He gave up 5 hits, 2 runs, both earned, walked 2, struck out 3. Daniel Stumpf gets a hold, going an inning with a strikeout, and then Arsenio Leon went an inning. He gets the save, giving up a hit, but no more. That's the 4th save of the year for Arsenio. For the Iron Pigs, Appel goes 5 innings, gives up 8 hits, 3 runs, all earned, strikes out 3, and gives up a home run. Colton Murray goes an inning and 2/3, walking 1, striking out 2, and Wander Perez goes 1/3 of an inning, no walks, no strikeouts, no runs surrendered. That is the final line on a Game 1 doubleheader loss for the Iron Pigs, but the good news is they'll get a chance to go back at it in about 15 minutes